new Mandela effect, or are we just remembering things wrong? I'll be home for Christmas. You can count or you can plan on me. Which one is it? And what are Mandela effects? It's because I remember Berenstain Bears, S-T-I-N, not S-T-A-I-N. But what do you remember? Do you remember? Anyways, Maranatha. Jesus coming soon. Very soon. And also, listen to J.B. Hixton. I really don't trust Jack Hibbs at all because he's so political. I mean, Larry Elder goes church, and he was telling church on Sunday that Mike Johnson is going to come speak. The new Speaker of the House, that he's so great. No. All this is a selection, not an election. It's, you know, I used to be very pro-Trump, but now I really feel like it was just like all a psyop, like just to wake people up, like to the Galactic Federation and aliens and shit. As crazy as it sounds, but the aliens are already here. Because they're just demons. They're just demonic. It's sad that people... And it's... I saw this the other day. There are famous celebrities that go crazy, lose all their money, gamble, go prostitutes, and no one ever takes control over their body and their money like Britney Spears. Britney Spears was in the conservatorship. Why do they only do this to women? I think women hold some kind of special powers because of our motherly instincts. I've been saying this for a long time, especially when we lose babies. We get some kind of instincts from them. And, maybe because they're trying to protect us and help us or something. If you lost a baby, maybe you'd understand this, but I truly feel this way because I've lost a baby. And I mourn them every day. And I can't wait to reunite with them. My life will never be the same. I used to celebrate Halloween because I used to think like, oh, it's a common thing. Like, we're allowed to, but we're not. After this thing, these things that happened in Israel and everything, how can people like pretend to be dead and put fake blood on them? It's a pagan holiday. I just really pray that Jesus comes soon because all this is so bad for my soul. None of this hatred and violence is good for anybody. God is not hate. He doesn't divide. He loves. He only loves. And he loves you no matter what you do. One of these days, you're going to have to face all the lies that you told. I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm saying it so you come clean. I know I told my best friend... my old best friend, that I admitted to her that I used to take her scrunchies. I felt so guilty. I would always feel so guilty of everything that I would do, that I would say everything. And here, my first marriage was a total, complete lie from the day it started. It destroyed me because I never thought someone that loved you would lie to you. But no one that loves you would lie to you. They'll tell you the truth, even if it hurts, because they want to make things work. The truth always comes out. You see how God is shining the light so brightly on everything right now? everything with stages being set, especially in the Middle East, where there's war, you know, someone's going to rise and bring peace, and all the Jewish people are waiting for the Messiah, and they're waiting for him to come, and they're going to think this Prince of Peace is him, and he already came. It was already done. It's already been done. So please, just be a better person. Stop slandering people's names. Stop making up lies to cover your faults. Face the facts. Take credit for what you've done. I know I have done some stupid things and said some stupid things, but I really believe that, you know, from being abused from a narcissist, you get triggered and you have these, like, episodes where you just kind of lose it. I don't know how to explain it, but now I'm able to control my emotions a lot better. You just have to kind of learn the hard way, sadly. And trusting the wrong people has really taught me a lot. A lot, you know, because I lost my dog because of it. My dog didn't even feel safe to be with me anymore, and I don't even know where my dog is because I don't even trust myself, because I fall for the original owner's sob stories and everything, and I felt bad for them, and here all they did was stab me in the back. I didn't listen to my partner telling me not to befriend them, and they even came to my home and tried to steal the dog back. I didn't rescue this dog, but my partner had rescued them, and it's in their name. I have no legal right to the dog, and I just can't believe how stupid I was to think that this person was my friend. And, because I had a torch lighter, they think I'm a tweaker. That's the funniest part. I feel like if I was a meth head, I'd be a lot thinner. And I'd get things done. I think I was the only one of my friends that wasn't into meth. I think everybody was into... Well, I think people were more into, like, coke, not so much meth. But don't do meth. It's bad for you. Okay? I'm working on getting a piece of land and living off-grid and just getting the hell away from people. My dream would be to, like, open up a campground or... Honestly, like a commune, like a community of people, like-minded people, and we all just help each other. What a dream. My dream when I was little was always just to, like, be a campground host. One of my dreams would be to own a campground. Simple life. I don't even dye my hair anymore. The vanity and those kind of things in life just don't bring me happiness anymore. I think once you find God, that happens. It's like you only find happiness in the truth and in God. I'm just today, as people celebrate demonic things, and also, and I read in the news that the person who made the Ouija board said that demons are real and everything. And I'm like, duh. Demons and everything are real, so are aliens. All that shit's all been here all along. For some reason, the government is after women specifically. I think women hold a special power because of our motherly instincts. Because why, of all the celebrities and stuff, only Britney Spears has gotten conservatorship. And there are men that go crazy, men that lose all their money, go with prostitutes and stuff. Why don't they get conservatorship? You ever wonder that? Women must hold a special power. I definitely think that. Especially if you're a mother when you lose a baby. I just feel like something happens, like half of our soul is in the spirit realm. Anyways, putting fake blood and all this stuff is not something to do today with what's going on in Israel. It's a slap in the face. So everyone, as the sun sets today, pray for all the innocent lives being taken. Because where two or more people gather in God's name, He promises to be there. So He's here. And God is the only one that can be omnipresent. God can read your thoughts. The devil cannot. Lilas.